Terry. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, everyone. It's great to see you this morning. I want to say, first of all, I missed you guys last week. I was preaching at one of our sister churches in Woodburn, Oregon. Had a good time of fellowship with them. Thank you, Pastor Ron, for your wonderful message. I did have an opportunity to listen to it online. Well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I also want to thank you guys for, you might not know this, but you guys actually donated, was it seven, or how many pies did we take over to Davis Elementary School for the teachers and staff? We did six pies. And by the way, Ron, they were the Costco-sized pies. So, you know, they weren't the little Sherry's pies. They were little Costco-sized pies. Didn't get an opportunity to meet very many of the staff or the teachers, but I know they were incredibly grateful. Actually, Nikki and I tomorrow have an opportunity to meet with the principal there and kind of get to know her and share with her our heart, our desire to be a part of their school and to impact them encourage them. That's really what we want to do. So thank you for your generosity in your donations. You gave some pies to Davis Elementary. Also, want to thank everybody who's diligently putting their name tags on. You know, we've only been here like, 6, 7 weeks? And, you know, it's really hard when you see some of you like once a week, once every couple weeks. So thank you so much. I gotta confess, I'm terrible with names. So if I forget your name, it's not because I don't care. It's just because I'm old. My mind doesn't work so well. So anyway, it's great to be here today. Thank you, Nikki, for the great work in the lobby, for the coffee. Chris is disappointed because there's no hot chocolate, but I'm sure we can work on that. So, all right, it's coming. Okay, so our presentation today begins with a title. If I can get it to come up. I can preach without this, but, you know, but that's okay. So, I got to say, too, thank you to my daughter for putting together my PowerPoint presentation. She doesn't even go here, but she's so gifted and talented with PowerPoint, and she loves doing it. I mean, so I just give her this raw material, and she puts the stuff in. So today's message is entitled Gratitude Expressed. You know, I love this time of year. I love the holidays, partly because I love food and beverage. The other part is because I just like kind of a break in the routine of life. I don't know about you, but, you know, life kind of after the holidays, you know, we got that holiday hangover, and then life kind of gets into a rhythm and you know, just kind of moves on. We've got a few holidays smattered around, but there's nothing like the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's to kind of break things up. We do fun stuff like hanging of the greens. We're not going to mess with you guys, honestly. We're going to put some greenery. I don't know why they call it hanging the greens, but we're going to put some greenery. You know, hanging the greens, Christmas carols, cookies, food, you name it. It comes with the holidays, and I love that time of year. But, you know, oftentimes, especially during Thanksgiving, we ask the question, what are you thankful for? And, you know, we say things like, oh, I'm thankful for a house, I'm thankful for a car, I'm thankful for food, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for a kid, whatever. The question I want to ask us this morning are, who are we thankful for? And then to ask you this question, have you told them lately? Have you told them how thankful you are for them lately? You know, the truth of the matter is, it's not enough to feel grateful, we have to express it. I heard Andy Stanley say not too long ago, that unexpressed gratitude can communicate ingratitude. Unexpressed gratitude can communicate to the people that we care about ingratitude. I read a story this week about a man who went to the meat market to buy some meat, and as he was standing there waiting in line, all of a sudden the door opened and a dog came in with a wallet in his mouth. He thought that was kind of interesting, so, you know, the butcher kind of said, hey, Ralph, what can I get you today? Do you want fish, chicken, or meat? And the dog barked three times. So he said, all right, what kind of meat can I get you today? You want hamburger? You want steak? Do you want, you know, something else? Dog barked twice for steaks. So the butcher kind of wrapped things up and said, hey, you going to pay cash or credit? dog barked twice. So the butcher took the wallet, grabbed the credit card out of the wallet, charged it, put it back, gave it back to the dog. The dog took the wallet and the package and trotted off. Well, the man couldn't stand it. He had to figure out what was going on. And so he followed the dog to an apartment complex where the dog went up three floors. The man kind of hurried and chased him. And when the dog got to the apartment, he started scratching on the door. Well, the apartment door opened, and the owner of the apartment, which I assume was the owner of the dog, started giving the dog the riot act. What are you doing? Why are you, what's going on? And the man said, wait a second, why are you giving the dog such a bad time? That's the smartest dog I've ever seen. I mean, I watched him at the butcher. I mean, he understood everything. He did everything that was asked of him. And the man said, yeah, he's a pretty smart dog, but this is the third time this week that he's forgotten his key. You ever felt like that? Like you give and you give and you give and nobody seems to notice. Nobody expresses gratitude. Or worse, you receive an expression of ingratitude, like thank you, but you didn't do it right. Thank you, but you should have added this, or thank you, but you could have done it a different way. You see, ingratitude is the absence of recognition for something someone has done that truly deserves an expression of thanks or appreciation. And too often, we take not only God, but each other for granted. You know, I got to confess that as a kid, I took my parents way for granted. I mean, I had never missed a meal, had a warm bed to sleep in. We were, we were a middle-class family, but we had everything we wanted. And very rarely did I ever tell my parents thanks. Because, I just expected. They're my parents. They're supposed to give me a nice warm bed, nice clean sheets, nice hot water, nice food. That's their job. And so I rarely expressed to them my thanks and my gratitude. So the story we're going to look at this morning is found in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 17. If you got your Bibles, your electronic devices, whatever you have, the passage will be up on the screen, but I want you to turn to Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. This is what it says. It happened that as he, Jesus, and I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this morning. It says, it happens that as he, Jesus, made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance, but raised their voices, calling out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You see, one of the things you need to understand about this location, the border between Samaria and Galilee, was a very remote location. And as I'm sure most of you, if you've been around church for a while, understand that the Samaritans were kind of a half-breed. And so the Jews and the Samaritans, it's probably not too far-fetched to say that they hated each other. They didn't get along very well. And so it was a very remote place, very, kind of people who lived there were probably people who were marginalized. Certainly the Samaritans were. Because again, they were hated by the Jews. But the scripture says that as he went, as Jesus went into the village, he was confronted by 10 men who had leprosy. Now, these were the marginalized of the marginalized. Because leprosy, if you know anything about it, is not a very pleasant disease. It's a disease that not only messes with the flesh, but it also messes with the nervous system. And so oftentimes, they would be filled with open sores and open wounds and wouldn't even know it. They could cut themselves because of the nerve and not even feel it. And so oftentimes lepers were put in colonies, leprosy colonies, leper colonies, isolated from family and friends, forced to beg for food or for anything else that they needed. But not only was it a physically challenging disease, it was also a socially challenging disease as well. Again, they were isolated from their family, isolated from their friends. When they walked down the street, they had to proclaim, unclean, unclean. They were also isolated spiritually. They couldn't go in the house of worship. And so it was a very isolating, very marginalizing type of disease. And as they went, they recognized something about this person, Jesus. And they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." You see, the first step in gratitude that we need to understand is this. We need to acknowledge our need and to ask for help. You see, for the 10, it wasn't really a stretch. Again, they were in desperate need, right? They were outcasts. They had leprosy. They were begging. They needed some help. But unfortunately, oftentimes for us, it can be hard for us to ask for help, right? Easy to think that we don't need anybody. You know, we're all taught that asking for help is a sign of weakness, marked by shame. But the truth of the matter is this. We serve a God who is delighted in giving us good things. Matthew 7, 7 through 8 says this, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And he who seeks finds, and him who knocks, it will be opened to him." It'll be opened. God delights in our asking. Paul put it this way. He said, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus." See, we're not asked to travel this journey alone. We have a God who desires to jump in and help. And I don't know about you, but we've got a lot of good friends and family who love to help as well, if we just swallow our pride and ask for help. I learned a great lesson when I was pastoring in Tulare, California. We had a sweet lady in our church who was very generous with everything that she had, generous with her time, generous with her resources. And oftentimes she would jump in and want to help or want to give us something. And, you know, I would often say to her, no, Lena, it's okay. I don't need that. And she would make a statement that has stuck with me to this day. She said, "Don't rob me of a blessing. Don't rob me of the blessing of helping you out." You know, sometimes in our pride, sometimes in our, you know, pull ourselves up by our bootstrap, do our own thing, in our guilt and shame for asking for help, we rob not only God of a blessing, but we rob others of a blessing. You see, it's not a weakness to ask for help. The first step toward gratitude expressed is to ask. To ask. The 10 cried out to Jesus, acknowledging his lordship. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And then the first part of verse 14, it says, taking a good look at them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." Which leads us to the second step in gratitude expressed, and that's living in obedient faith. You see, Jesus said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." Show what? Show what? Show our leprosy? Show our imperfection? Is that what we're to show to the priest? You see, when a person was healed of any disease, any leprosy, they, in order for them to be restored back to their family, to their friends, to society, they had to show themselves to the priest, who acted kind of as a doctor to give them a clean bill of health. And Jesus said to these lepers, he said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And I'm sure they probably looked down at themselves and thought, "Show what? We still got leprosy, right?" But the scripture says that as they went, while still on their way, they became clean. They were healed. You see, that's the epitome of walking by faith. Jesus said, "Go." They went, and because of their faith, they were clean. Have you ever noticed that even in the middle of the most difficult situations in life, when we walk by faith, we still have much to be thankful for? You know, I was thinking this week about my dad. My dad passed away 14 years ago to cancer, and I was thinking about, Because I was reading a statement, and I'm thinking to myself, what's the most challenging thing that's ever happened to me? It's probably my dad's death. Dad would have been 82 this past Friday. And I was thinking about the struggle that he went through, and I was thinking about as his son watching him struggle, and I was thinking about the idea of being thankful in the midst of a challenge. And there's, you know, as I was thinking about my dad's life, there's so much in his battle with cancer that I had to be thankful for. Dad was a man of faith. I never heard him complain one bit about his pain, one bit about his struggle. That didn't mean he didn't have it. He was certainly in pain and he certainly struggled, but I didn't hear him complain. I didn't hear him curse God. I didn't hear any of that. I saw a man who was facing a challenge in his life, but did it with grace, did it with dignity. I was thankful for the fact that I had the opportunity to be with Dad his last week of life. As a matter of fact, his last day, I was there. What a blessing that was. I lived in California. Mom and Dad live up here. I just happened to be there for the week and actually extended my stay and was able to be there the morning that Dad passed away. So thankful. So thankful for family and friends who gathered around and supported us and encouraged us. So much to be thankful when we walk by faith. You know, I could have gotten angry. I could have gotten ticked off at God. And I'll confess there were probably some times when I wasn't too happy with how the situation was going. But I'm so thankful that I had my faith in the one who walked me through it. So it says in verse 14 that as they went and while they were still on their way, they became clean. And in verse 15 and 16, it goes on to say one of them, when he realized that he'd been healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough. And the interesting thing at the end of this verse, it says, and he was a Samaritan. Remember? One of those hated individuals by the Jews. Jew telling the story. He was a Samaritan. You see, the Samaritan wasn't content to just feel gratitude. He had to express it. And so it said he realized that he'd be healed. He turned around and he rushed to Jesus and he shouted and he kneeled before him how grateful he was. Of course, he was a Samaritan. He, of all people, knew the sting of being an outcast. He was grateful to God for giving him his life back. How about you? You ever been so grateful of something? Did you just shouted for joy? Thank you. This is incredible. Which leads us to our third key today. Don't miss the opportunity to express gratitude. Don't miss the opportunity to express gratitude. Look at what Jesus said next. It says, Jesus said, were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? Then he said to him, get up, on your way. Your faith has healed you and saved you. You see, one of the things we need to understand is there's a small window to really express our gratitude. I mean, we could say thank you. I could go to Mom and Dad today. Well, I couldn't go to Dad. I could go to Mom today. And I could thank her for all the things that she did for me when I was a child growing up. But it wouldn't really make all that much of a difference. I mean, I'm sure she'd be grateful. She said, thanks, okay, yeah. That's great. You're old. You need to say these kinds of things. But you see, the small window is right away. Right away. I mean, I remember teaching our girls to be grateful or to express thanks. And so when someone from the church or someone in our family would give them something, we would often prompt them, okay, say thank you. Say thank you. We wanted them to say it immediately because, again, there's a short window of time to express our gratitude to people that really makes an impact in their lives. You see, the truth of the matter is, I'm sure that the other 9 felt grateful. If they were to, you know, if we were to ask them as they showed themselves to the priest, you know, are you thankful for being healed? They would have probably said, absolutely we are. Of course we're grateful. But they missed the window of opportunity to express to the one who had given them their life back how much he meant to them. Remember Annie Stanley's statement. He said, unexpressed gratitude can communicate ingratitude. Friends, it's not enough to feel grateful. We need to communicate it to those who we are grateful for. You see, don't take the people around you for granted. Because failing to express our gratitude to them can communicate to them that we don't value them. That they're not important. Of course they're important to us. But it can often be felt by them as, you know, you don't care. You don't care. You know, to us, we, you know, in our heart and heart, our minds, we, you know, of course we're grateful for the meals that are prepared. Of course we're grateful for, you know, for the things that people do for us. But when we fail to express it to those who we care about, it can communicate to them that, hey, we don't really care. So today, I want to give you a little assignment, okay? And that's this. I want to encourage you to express your gratitude this week and maybe even this holiday season. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to start with God. I want you to take some time this week. You know, what a great opportunity we had today to sing our praise and our gratitude to God today. And a lot of the songs that we sang this morning had a theme of gratitude to our Heavenly Father. And I want you to take some time this week to really stop and to express your thanks to God. We do it in prayer. We do it in singing. And maybe some of you want to sing by yourself, maybe not with someone else, but express your gratitude to God. Secondly, I want to encourage you to express your gratitude to your family and friends. Yeah, you can do it when they do something for you, but take some time this week. Maybe it's someone who lives far away who you recall did something for you. Write them a letter. Send them an email. Send them a text. Write them a letter. People like to get letters, right? Or if they're younger, send them a text because they don't like to get letters. But whoever and however you do it, take some time to express thanks to a family member or friend for something specifically that they did for you. Don't necessarily say, hey, I just want to thank you for being you. I mean, that's okay. But think of something specific that has really impacted your life because of what they did for you. And tell them thank you. And then finally, I want to encourage you to find a stranger this week and tell them thanks. Could be a neighbor who's a stranger who you don't know. Maybe it's the waiter or the waitress who serves you. Maybe it's the gal at the grocery line or the guy who helps you out checking out your groceries. You know, I worked in the grocery business for 12 years, and not very often did I get expressions of thanks from people. Usually it was, hey, you overcharged me for this, or hey, why did you put my eggs on the bottom? Which I never did, by the way, but it was always, you know, finding something wrong with what I did. Very rarely did someone say, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you checking me out. I mean, not checking me out, but you. All right, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you for checking out my groceries, okay? All right, we got that cleared up. Find someone who's a stranger, who does something kindly to you, and just say to them, hey, thanks. Thanks for what you did for me. It really made a big, big difference in my life. You know, unexpressed gratitude can communicate to the people that we care about that you know, we're just not thinking about them. But what this week is a great week, again, to remind us that we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. And I just want to encourage you, don't take those things for granted. Don't take the people for granted. Spend some time this week expressing your gratitude to God, to your family and friends, and to strangers. Let them know that, man, you appreciate them. And this world is so much better with other people around. It can be challenging as well, but it's so much better with people around. And so let me just encourage you to express some gratitude. Let's pray. Father God, we want to be the one. We want to be the one that comes back to you and is grateful for all that you've done for us. Lord, we want to be the one who shouts from the mountaintops how grateful we are, not only for you, for what you've done, but for who you are. The God of mercy, the God of grace, the God who loves us even when we were unlovable. Lord, we want to be the one who expresses our gratitude to our family and our friends for the impact that they've had in our lives. And Lord, we want to be that one in the grocery line who expresses our thanks to the person who serves us. Lord, help us to be the one. The scripture says, we're not nine healed. Where are the other nine? We don't want to be those other nine. We want to be the one. And so this time of year, Lord, this week, as we celebrate the many things that we have to be thankful for, Father, let us not neglect the who, the people that make this life so rich and so wonderful. Lord, we love you. We're so grateful for all that you do for us. And so we want to just say it today. We love you. We're thankful for you. Lord, this week, may it be a week of expressing our thanks to those who we love and care for, and even those that maybe we don't even know, that we can come because of our thankfulness to know and to love them, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen.